Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Monday, June 23rd, and futures are looking a tad soft this morning. What's the early read?
Indeed. We're seeing S&P 500 futures trading about 12 points below fair value. It seems the market's got a bit of a nervous stomach, primarily due to some weekend developments in the Middle East.
You're talking about the U.S. strike on Iranian nuclear facilities? That certainly sounds like it would rattle some cages.
Exactly. Equity futures actually slumped pretty hard Sunday evening when that news broke. But interestingly, there was a steady rebound that erased most of that initial weakness. The market seems hopeful it won't escalate into a broader conflict.
Hopeful, but Iran has vowed to respond, right? So uncertainty is definitely the word of the day.
Precisely. And that uncertainty initially sent crude oil futures rallying past last week's high, briefly touching near $79 a barrel. There was even talk of Iran potentially closing the Strait of Hormuz.
Wow, that would be a major disruption. Where's oil trading now?
Well, that rally has largely reversed. Oil is still up, about 0.89 cents, or 1.2%, trading around 74.73 a barrel. So some premium, but not panic levels. Treasuries, interestingly, have had a limited response. The 10-year yield is up just one basis point at 4.39%.
Got it. Let's look overseas. What was the mood in Asia overnight?
Asia was a mixed bag. Japan's Nikkei was down a slight 0.1%, but Hong Kong's Hang Seng and China's Shanghai Composite both managed to close up 0.7%. They also saw an initial dip on that Iran news, but then recovered.
Any specific news out of Asia? I saw something about Japan in a security meeting.
Yes. Japan canceled a planned July 1st security meeting with U.S. officials. This came after the U.S. apparently requested Japan to increase its defense spending to 3.5% of GDP. Also, South Korea's exports looked strong for the first 20 days of June, up 8.3%, with chip exports jumping a hefty 21.8% year over year.
Strong chip numbers, always good to see. And how are things looking in Europe as they trade?
European indices are mostly lower. Germany's DAX is down about 0.4%, the UK's FTSE is off 0.1%, and France's CAC is trailing by 0.6%. We also got some flash PMI data from the Eurozone.
And what did those PMIs tell us?
The Eurozone's flash June manufacturing PMI is still in contraction territory at 49.4, a bit below expectations. Services PMI, though, hit 50.0, which was as expected, indicating no change in activity. Germany's PMIs actually beat expectations, but France's came in a bit soft.
So a bit of a mixed picture on the economic front there as well. Back here in the U.S., what are the key levels traders are watching for the S&P and NASDAQ?
Right. So for the SPY, key support is around the 590 mark, with resistance near 605. For the QQQ, we're looking at support around 520 and resistance near 540. Both have been in a bit of a consolidation pattern near recent highs, with pullbacks on decreasing volume, which suggests a lack of aggressive selling pressure, more of a pause.
A pause, not a reversal. That's an important distinction. What about volatility? Is the VXX showing any signs of major fear?
The VXX has seen minor fluctuations, a few spikes here and there, that coincided with those small pullbacks in SPY and QQQ, suggesting some caution. But overall, VXX stability is reflecting subdued fear, relatively calm conditions, which could point to a risk-on environment, albeit a cautious one.
Cautious risk-on. I like that. Let's talk sectors. What's been strong and what's lagging?
Over the past 30 days, technology and energy have definitely shown strength. We're seeing some rotation into those names, suggesting optimism about economic conditions. On the flip side, utilities have been weaker. More recently, we've seen energy continue to lead with modest gains, and consumer discretionary got a boost from some earnings beats. However, semiconductors and megacap tech have shown some weakness, weighing on the NASDAQ.
And communication services? I heard they took a bit of a hit.
They did, falling sharply. That seems to be linked to some EU fines and regulatory pressure, particularly on big names like Google. So, traders might want to be a bit careful there until clearer support forms.
Good to know. What's on the economic calendar for today here in the U.S.?
We've got a couple of key releases. At 9:45 a.m. Eastern, we'll get the S&P Global U.S. Manufacturing and Services PMIs, the preliminary numbers for June. Then at 10 a.m. Eastern, it's existing home sales for May, Those PMI numbers will be closely watched for momentum.
Definitely. And any earnings we should be aware of this morning?
Yes, FactSet, FDS reported. They actually missed on Q3 EPS expectations, though they did reaffirm their EPS guidance for fiscal 25 and announced a new CEO. The stock is trading down about 2.9% pre-market.
Okay, a miss from FactSet. Any other big corporate news driving pre-market moves?
Absolutely. Exelixis, ticker EXEL, is a huge one. It's gapping up a massive 27.6%. Even saw it up around 23 to 24% earlier, on positive phase 3 trial data. That's a significant move.
Wow. EXEL shareholders are happy this morning. What else?
Tesla, TSLA, is up a modest 0.6%. They launched their robotaxi service in Austin, Texas. On the downside, Supermicro Computer, SMCI, is down about 4.1% after announcing plans for a $2 billion convertible senior note offering.
Interesting. Any notable analyst calls out this morning, upgrades or downgrades catching your eye?
A few, yes. Advanced Micro Devices, AMD, was upgraded to buy at Milius Research with a $175 target. DoorDash got a bump to strong buy at Raymond James. On the downgrade side, Dow Inc., Dow, was cut to underperform at BMO Capital, and Equifax, EFX, was moved to neutral from buy at Beauface Securities.
So some significant calls there. Given all this, the geopolitical situation, the mixed economic signals, the sector rotation, what's the overall takeaway for traders heading into the open?
The sentiment is best described as cautious bearish for the very short term. We're seeing mixed breadth, and selling volume has been dominant in some of the bigger movers. The primary trend indicators are still bullish, but with a note of caution. Volatility remains low, which generally supports a risk-on stance, but that caution is key.
So what's the game plan? What should traders be focusing on?
Swing traders should approach with that caution. Focus on sectors showing relative strength, like energy and consumer discretionary. It might be prudent to avoid tech and communication services until clearer support levels form. Definitely use tight stops near key support levels and watch the reaction to today's PMI data that could really set the tone for momentum.
Any specific stocks on your watch list for continuation or anticipation?
For continuation, KNSL is one to watch. And for anticipation, perhaps Ultia.
Excellent. Lots to digest there. It sounds like a day to be nimble and pay close attention to the incoming data and those key technical levels.
Couldn't agree more. The market is definitely in a show-me state, especially with the geopolitical undercurrents.
All right, that's a fantastic pre-market briefing. Thanks for breaking it all down for us. And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you next time.